this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Emily, the report was just fine.
Just fine? I spent 2 solid weeks on that science report, and Jay Smouse waltzes in at the last minute, and everyone thinks he did his fair share. He didn't! And my locker keeps sticking.
Wow. You may have the tidiest locker in the school. There isn't a thing out of place. Except that piece of paper jammed in the corner. It's folded up.
How did you see that? It's not even white. It's the same color as the locker.
Careful, don't tear it.
It must have been covered over when they painted the lockers 1 year. I thought it was an air bubble. There.
Unfold it. Let's see what it is.
It's like an origami fold or something. We're gonna be late for class.
Oh, hello, Emily, Matthew. How are you both today?
Great, now that I have a mystery to solve.
Oh, really? Again, you talk about it? Or is it top secret?
She better talk. I've been waiting all afternoon to hear about it.
Jay isn't here, is he?
Well, I haven't seen him. Is he part of the mystery?
No. Take a look at this.
We found it at Emily's locker.
Look closely.
Are we looking at the paper or the way it's folded?
Both. You see, it's definitely an origami-type fold.
Okay. Why is part of it painted gray?
It's the same color as my locker. It got painted over at some point when the school cleans up between school years. I talked to the custodian about it. They repaint the lockers every 5 years or so.
So this has been in your locker for quite a while.
That's right.
Are you going to open it up or what?
I already have. Here. It's not just a note. It's a little packet. See?
Interesting.
There's a small piece of paper.
There's nothing on it.
Uh-huh. And then there's this laminated card with a whole bunch of letters on it. And there's a small drawing of, I think it's a ship that was drawn upside down.
Meaning what?
That's part of the mystery. But this third card is the most interesting. It has a cryptic message.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. I have never been, am always to be. No one ever has, nor ever will be a witness to me. You cannot touch me or taste me. I neither grow nor decay. But if I did not exist, you would all pass today. Any idea what that could mean?
Well, it's a riddle of some sort. It's describing something that the reader is supposed to guess.
I love riddles. So, I've never been and you can't touch me. Is it like air?
What about time? Though that doesn't work with... What's it say? I have never been.
What about if I did not exist, you would all pass today? Does that mean pass a test?
I've got it! It's tomorrow!
Tomorrow? Well, maybe so. Good thought.
Tomorrow hasn't been and won't grow or decay. But if it never happens, then we'd all pass today.
May I see the pages?
Sure. Oh, this is so exciting. The Jones and Parker Detective Agency solving the case of the riddles.
Wow. You've already got it named.
There's a clue here that might help.
What clue?
Well, there's a watermark here on the blank page.
Somebody dripped water on it?
Well, oh no, a watermark is a symbol or a mark in paper that helps identify it, who made it or who it belonged to. Now, this one comes from the Stanley Paper Company.
So?
Well, I remember the Stanley Paper Company. It was one of those exclusive high-end stationery companies catering to people who wanted only the best kind of paper to write on.
What happened to them?
I guess people didn't want high-quality paper. The company only lasted a year, and that's your clue.
I don't get it.
Well, either the person who wrote this note was using some very old paper, or this was written when the Stanley Company was still in business.
Well, when did they go out of business?
Some 25 years ago.
This note is that old?
Well, maybe.
I wonder if it's possible to find out who had my locker 25 years ago.
Do they keep those kinds of records?
You'd have to check with the school. But there's a possible complication about that.
What?
Well, 25 years ago, the high school was being renovated. So those students were put into the middle school. I remember how crowded it was. They put me in one of the temporary buildings in the back.
You were teaching then?
Part-time.
Hey, do you remember who had my locker? Number 141.
Oh, my memory is pretty good, but not that good. Though, come to think of it...
What?
Well, the school administrative assistant at the time was Mrs. Mays. She was a meticulous record keeper.
Mrs. Mays? Hey, she's still at the school.
Keep records. Keep records. I keep records of everything. That's what I do. It's what I pride myself on. I may have ears like an elephant, but I have got the memory of a goldfish. So I keep everything. It's all filed away in the storage room right behind that door.
This door?
That door. So what do you want to know?
Who had locker number 141 25 years ago? Or maybe a couple years after that?
Ooh, now that's a tough one. But I love a challenge. Let's take a look.
Wow, you're big on security.
You betcha. Come on in.
You've sure got a lot of files in here.
And stacked from floor to ceiling. How do you keep track of all this?
With my filing system. Devised it myself. I can find anything in here in 10 seconds flat. Time me. 25 years ago, let's see, that would have been. Are you timing?
Sure, it's,
Never mind, I found it.
Oh.
School records from 25 years ago are in this cabinet.
Wow.
Okay, now finding that list of locker assignments may take a few minutes. Here, you should look through these yearbooks from that time.
Why?
Well, the chances are that the person you're looking for will have a picture in there. Didn't you say you were detectives? There's one for the middle school students and one for the high school.
Ew, look at their hairstyles.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's look for clubs. Maybe they had a riddle club or a puzzle club. If they did, then the note might have come from a member.
Great thinking.
Let's see. French club, music club, creative writers club. Nope, no puzzles.
No, not in this one either. Nice try, though.
Here it is, the locker assignments.
Who had number 141?
Oh, let's see. Well, that's helpful. The same person had that locker for 3 years, and I happen to know he still lives here in town.
Really? Who is it?
Dale Jacobs.
The Dale Jacobs? The editor of the Odyssey Times?
Well, no. Back then, he was just Dale Jacobs of the need for pimple cream on his face. But I've seen him recently, and his complexion is much better.
So now it's on to Dale Jacobs.
Tell him hello for me. Oh, and remind him that he still owes me a dollar.
A dollar? For what?
A dollar for an ice cream sandwich from the cafeteria. I had left my lunch money at home, and Mrs. Mays helped me out. So, what can I do for you?
I think we found something of yours from when you were in high school.
Really? What?
Here.
Interesting fold.
Origami.
Oh, yeah, I remember when that was popular. And a blank sheet of paper, plastic with lettering. What's this?
We think it's a riddle.
Okay, I've never seen them before. Why do you think they're mine?
They may have been meant for you.
You and I have the same locker at school.
141?
Uh-huh. This was stuck in the corner and painted over. Mr. Whitaker saw the watermark on the blank sheet of paper and said it comes from 25 years ago.
Yeah, the Stanley watermark. A bunch of us in the Creative Writers Club love this kind of paper. Maybe somebody slipped this into my locker and I never saw it.
But what about the letters or the riddle?
Well, some of us messed around with riddles and codes and puzzles. We had a section for them in the school newspaper. I don't remember seeing this, though. Well, let me try the riddle. I have never been... Or taste me... Tomorrow, right?
Wow, that was fast.
I was always pretty good at these.
What about the rest? The laminated card doesn't make sense to us. Why is it the only one in plastic?
I'm sure you noticed that some of the letters are written on the plastic and some of them are written on the paper underneath.
I didn't notice that.
Well, my best guess is, you see this drawing of the sinking ship?
Uh-huh.
A sinking ship goes underwater, and so can a laminated card. Here, hand me that glass of water, Matthew.
Sure.
Now, if I put a little water on it, like this... Yep, you see? The ink on the outside of the plastic wipes off.
Water-soluble.
Leaving only some of the letters printed on the paper underneath the plastic.
Why didn't we think of that? What's it say?
Well, nothing yet. There's a message here that still needs to be unscrambled. When you put all the letters together, it will create groups of words. Then you figure out how to arrange the word in a simple sentence.
Simple? That sounds complicated.
Well, not really. I'd help you figure this out, but I really have to go. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you've helped us a lot. Thanks. Oh, okay, if we walk with you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Any idea about the blank piece of paper?
Are you sure it's blank? Have you thought about lemon juice?
We don't want to eat it.
No. It works like invisible ink. If you write a message with lemon juice, say with a toothpick, it leaves an invisible message. And if you apply a little heat, it shows up.
Ooh, why didn't I think of that?
Let me know what you find out. Maybe there's some deep, dark secret about my life that you can let me in on.
We sure will. Thanks.
Okay, letters, words, sentences. I figured out some possibilities. What have you got?
Well, the only words that I could come up with using all the letters without leaving any left over are give, fault, and four, not the number four, and please.
Yep, those are what I came up with too. Give, please, my fault, four.
Duh, give and four belong together, forgive.
Please forgive my fault.
Wow, somebody is asking Mr. Jacobs for forgiveness?
Yeah.
Hey, you two, come on in the kitchen. I've got the candle ready.
Great,
okay.
I just wish I'd thought of the writing in lemon juice trick.
Here's the blank sheet.
Great.
So, how does this work?
Well, it has to do with the chemical properties of the juice. The acid in the juice weakens the paper fiber when you use it to write on the stationery.
With a toothpick?
Right, or a brush. And then you heat it with a small flame like this from underneath, and there it is.
What?
Something is showing up, see?
What is it? A letter? Can I see?
Be careful, Matthew.
The paper's on fire!
Well, watch out. I'll get it.
Oh, Matthew, you just ruined our last clue.
Sorry. I wanted a closer look.
Well, I saw the letter K on the paper.
I thought I saw a K and an E.
That could be anything.
But it was in cursive, and the K was a capital.
With a really fancy loop at the bottom.
So?
Well, everything else was printed. Those two letters were in cursive, with a capital K and a lowercase e, like a signature.
A name? Somebody was signing a name?
Possibly.
K and E. Carrie or Keith?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Mr. Jacobs knew a Carrie or a Keith who needed to apologize.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. Let's go, Matthew.
Bye.
Happy hunting.
I don't usually get visitors back so soon. Usually they meet me once and disappear.
Sorry, Mrs. Mays, but we found another clue. And I was wondering if we could take a look at those yearbooks again.
Help yourself. I'll be in the office when you're done.
Thanks. Matthew, you go through that one, and I'll go through this one.
What am I looking for?
The Creative Writers Club.
Why?
For a K name. Oh, look! There was a Kenny Rutherford in the club. He won the short story competition.
He's the only K?
Yep. Wait a minute. I wonder if Kenny Rutherford became the Kenny Rutherford.
The Kenny Rutherford?
You've never heard of the Big Jack Brannigan mystery series?
Nope.
You're not gonna believe this.
What?
Dale Jacobs entered into that short story competition too. He was the runner-up. And take a look at the title of Mr. Jacobs' entry.
I think we just hit a turning point in the case.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing?
visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
What did you find out?
Tomorrow.
You want me to wait a day?
No, it was the answer to the riddle. And it was also the name of the story you entered into the short story competition.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think you're right. That was the title. How did you know that?
The yearbook.
I was the runner-up. The winner went on to compete at the state level.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Rutherford. The Kenny Rutherford who became famous for his Big Jack Brannigan series.
That's right. I've got one of his books around here somewhere. He autographed it for me.
May I see it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's see. When did I do... You think he's connected to this? Why?
The lemon juice trick showed us a signed K and E. Before we had an accident with it.
Did you two have a falling out? The message said, please forgive my fault.
Oh, it doesn't make sense to me. We weren't very good friends. We were always competing on one level or another at the time, but he never did anything that I'd need to forgive him for, as far as I know.
Hmm.
Here's the book.
And here's his autograph. The K!
What about it?
It has the same little loop at the bottom of the K as the one on the paper. Have you ever seen a K like this?
Come to think of it, that was how Kenny signed things, with a flourish. Okay, supposing he sent me a note apologizing for something. What difference does it make now? That was 25 years ago.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to know why he went to all that trouble?
After all these years? No, not really.
You're not even curious. Not even as a reporter?
Well, he lives in Connellsville. And I've been wanting to do a series of articles on local celebrities. We could call. I must be crazy for doing this.
If you want to do that series of articles.
You're right. We'll stick with that story. Yes? Kenny? Dale? Dale Jacobs? I'm surprised you recognize me. It's been a few years. Yes, it sure has. Are these your kids? Kids? No. This is Emily and Matthew. They're sort of helping me with a story. A story?
And I'm a big fan of your books, Mr. Rutherford.
And I'm, her friend.
So you're here for an autograph? No. Actually, I'd like to do an article about you. Really? Well, I guess you better come in then. So, let me get this straight. You found some paper in a locker that had a riddle and secret codes that led you to me? I know it's a stretch, and I warned them
but
that...
But you have to admit that all the clues pointed to you. I mean, you write mysteries, don't you?
Yes, that's true. And it sounds like one I might write, though there's a poignancy to it as well. The note was there all these years, and you never saw it, Dale. No, I didn't even know it existed. Amazing. Well, I don't want to waste any more of your time. But you haven't asked me the obvious question. Which question? Did I write it?
Did you?
Yes.
I knew it!
But why? I'm surprised you don't know. In fact, I'm surprised to find out that you haven't hated me all these years. Why would I hate you? Because of what I did. You never figured it out, did you? I don't know what you're talking about. It's hard to admit, even now. It was the short story competition. I volunteered to help with the submissions. My parents were friends with Mrs. Fredericks, one of the judges. I got to see all of the stories before anyone else did. I was desperate to win that competition, Dale. The winner would receive a scholarship. His story would be published by a major New York house.
I remember.
Your story was good. Very good. So much better than mine. I was sure you'd beat me. So I rewrote your last page. I ruined your ending and the whole story.
But you couldn't have. The story came back to me after the competition ended. I would have noticed.
It came back to you through Mrs. Fredericks. I was there. I put your ending back before you saw it.
I'm stunned.
I don't know what to say.
It was so unlike me. I've never done anything like that, before or since. But after I won, I didn't know what to do. I felt so guilty. But not so guilty that I was willing to give up the prize. I couldn't face you.
So you sent the riddle to confess?
Yes. I slipped the note into your locker. I knew you'd figure out the clues, and I thought you'd do what I didn't have the courage to do. Go public with the truth. And so I waited and waited, but nothing happened. You didn't say anything, which was worse in a lot of ways. You acted normally. In fact, you seemed indifferent to me. The occasional hello, but nothing more or less.
We weren't really friends, you'll remember.
No, but with my guilt, I read into everything you did and didn't do. I decided you hated me and were applying your own form of torture.
I wasn't, I promise.
And so our lives went on. I resigned myself to a guilty conscience and wondered if you'd ever do anything with what you knew.
But I didn't know.
All the feelings come back to me now. Our lives could have been so different. My career should have been yours. And with every success I've had, every bit of notoriety, I've thought that I cheated to get it. It's all been a cheat. And now you're here, and all I can say is that I'm sorry. It sounds feeble even to my own ears, but I am truly sorry.
All right, Kenny. You've apologized. But let me be clear about something. You are very talented. If you hadn't won that competition, you would have won something else. A talent like yours couldn't be stopped. I believe you deserve everything you have, even if you made a mistake back in the beginning. I love journalism. I love being a newspaper man. To be honest, I don't think I was very good at short stories. Even if I had won that contest, I don't think I would have stayed with fiction. I'm glad things have turned out the way they have. So, if it helps you to hear me say it, then yes, I forgive you. Without reservation.
Thank you, Dale. Thanks so much. And my thanks to you, Emily and Matthew, for figuring it all out. I feel like I owe you something.
Oh, well, you could put us in your next novel, Emily Jones and her sidekick, Matthew Parker.
Sidekick?
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Yeah.
After all these years, Kenny Rutherford found forgiveness from someone who didn't even know there was anything to forgive.
But it stayed with him all this time.
Guilty conscience will do that.
Somebody should tell Jay. Oh, wait, he doesn't have a conscience.
Oh, I think there's one buried in him somewhere.
Yeah, buried deep.
Of course, there's another side to it all.
What side?
Kenny assumed that Dale knew what he'd done and hadn't forgiven him for it. What if that had been true?
You mean if Dale hadn't forgiven Kenny all these years?
That's right. Or what if Dale had refused to forgive Kenny now and simply stormed out of the house?
I don't think that would have happened.
No, I don't think so either, because as a Christian, Dale knows what it is to be forgiven, and he knows that not forgiving someone has a terrible weight of its own.
Oh, now I get it. You're talking to me.
Oh, am I? Why do you think so?
Because Jay got credit for work he didn't even do, and I haven't forgiven him. But he hasn't even admitted it or asked.
Well, maybe he never will. Or maybe one day he'll realize how wrong he was. I don't know. But what kind of burden do you bear when you've been forgiven by Christ and you don't share that forgiveness? It's possible you'll suffer far more than he will if you hold on to your anger. There's no mystery to this part of the mystery, Emily. The happy ending isn't just what happened with Kenny and Dale, but with you.
Yeah, I had a feeling it would come to this. Okay, you're right. I'll work on forgiving Jay.
Good girl.
Maybe you should write him a note and shove it in his locker.
Or I'll write him a riddle.
Or you can save 25 years and talk to him next time you see him.
Where's the fun in that?
anyone in your life you need to forgive, even if they've never asked for it? I would love to hear your stories about the power of forgiveness. Write to me at Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, the address is Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Lost Riddle was written by Bob Hoos with sound design by Jonathan Crow. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.